Joining us live over the phone this morning, State Representative Evan Simpson calling us from Cheyenne in the state legislative session. Representative, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, everyone. Good.
Well, we appreciate your time today and the update. Now, this is your is this your second legislative session? Is that correct, or is it the third?
My third.
It's your third. Okay, but first for you and first for everybody in the new Capitol building.
Yes, it's so exciting being here. There's so much energy and excitement in the Capitol building. Of course, it was refurbished and put back to the way it was when it was first constructed, and it's just really, really beautiful.
Well, we appreciate your time to give us an update after week one, heading into week two today. What are some of the highlights in your mind, Representative Simpson, from the session so far and what's to come?
You know, this last week, we entertained roughly 230 bills in the House of Representatives. That was a lot. They were introduced. They had to have a two-thirds majority vote in order to be entered in, since it's a budget year. And 52 of those bills did not pass that introductory vote. So we have about approximately 180 bills that are still alive in the House side. And, of course, the Senate has many more besides that. But we take a pause starting today, Monday, and we shift gears and go back into the budget. And so this week will be spent in big, long spreadsheets, working numbers, and trying to balance the budget.
Well, and of course, the revenue is always the big concern, has been for the past couple of years, handful of years, for the state legislature on how to balance the budget amid falling revenues. One of the things that I think impacts maybe our listeners on a local basis is the money that goes back to the local municipalities. And I don't know if you're just starting the budget, if the House has had much to look at that, but what do you expect as far as money that goes to the local towns and municipalities? Do you expect that to increase, stay the same? What are your original thoughts?
We have been allocating $105 million to go back to municipalities and counties. And most of us feel very strongly about that budget. We feel that most of our citizens actually receive the most benefit on the ground from our local communities, the softball fields and the parades and the local police force, snowplow, all those kind of things are very, very tangible in the local community. And so right now the current budget is to retain that. And I believe that we'll hold constant on that, and we'll be trimming other things, not the municipality budgets.
Representative Evan Simpson with us this morning. So when you say trimming other things, what are some of the items maybe that are looking to get trimmed at this point?
You know, we literally spend this entire week line item every single department that's operated by the state of Wyoming. And every single category is up for grabs. Any given legislator is able to submit an amendment to the budget for that particular line item, either to trim it or to eliminate it or to add to it. And so it's just too vast. I can't even begin to tell you the many, many areas that will be scrutinized this
Sure.
week.
Of course, education funding, that's always a big topic of discussion. The governor brought it up in his State of the State. I can't remember his exact verbiage, but he kind of used a plumbing metaphor and said it needs to remain funded but not untapped and not just constantly flowing with finances. Do you expect the education funding, which I know doesn't come from the general funds, but is that going to continue to be funded by the savings, by the rainy day funds?
A large portion of the school funding comes from our coal mines. We collect a severance tax off of them that's pretty significant, and that largely funds our schools. With the two large mines in Gillette going bankrupt and closing this year, that has put a significant deficit in that budget. So we're going to have to reach into the general fund, come across, and fund the education budget. Right now, there's no discussions about significant cuts. We're proud of our education in Wyoming. A lot of the education funding is already pre-prescribed. There's a thing called calibrating, and it's set in statute, and districts are reimbursed set fees for all the different categories. And so this coming year, I'm on the education committee, and we're we're passing an amendment to recalibrate. That means reevaluate everything that's going on with our education. And that'll happen this summer if that bill passes.
Representative Evan Simpson with the update from Cheyenne on the legislative session. Representative, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you wanted to touch on today?
You know, I wanted to mention one other thing. The Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate has invited the Star Valley High School Singing Choir Syncopation to town this morning. They're going to be here in just a few minutes, and they're going to actually perform in front of the two chambers and sing three musical numbers. We've arranged to have Randall Luthy, who is the governor's energy advisor, actually give them a tour of the Capitol while they're here, and we're looking forward for our young people setting a good example and being a shining star in the legislature this morning. So we're excited about that.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, Representative, thank you much so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
That's Representative Evan Simpson from the Wyoming House of Representatives, and we'll touch base with more updates from the legislative session later this week and during the session as well. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.